Our Father God wants you to see yourself unlimited with your account in heaven. So I'm going to be talking about seeing yourself unlimited with your account in heaven. One of the biggest reasons for me teaching you about finances and what God says about it and how you are supposed to live as a child of God is that God wants you to live independent of this Babylonian system out here. You ought to say amen to that. He doesn't want you to be bound by it and things that are to come. It could be that this Babylonian system could be judged, and when it is judged, it would be like in the days of Joseph, where Joseph had to be the supply for the people of the world. He was the one the people of that world then had to come to. I believe that Joseph is symbolic of the church today. That the church, when times get difficult, they are going to be the ones to provide for the whole world. Please say amen to that. Now, what you have to do, of course, is this takes first some teaching so that you can know what God is expecting from you and what He has provided for you. But once you get taught, then you have to act on the word. You just can't keep hearing and hearing and hearing it. I pray that you at least double your salary, for you to be able to put that salary away if you want to and live off of the rest. I believe it is possible because the Bible says that with God all things are possible. Paul is talking to the church at Philippi in Philippians 4:15, and he says, "Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only." Let's look at that same scripture in the Amplified Bible, Philippians 4:15. "And you Philippians yourselves well know that in the early days of the gospel ministry, when I left Macedonia, no church assembly entered into partnership with me and opened up a debit and credit account in giving and receiving except you only." So you can open up an account in heaven. Isn't that powerful? And Jesus in Matthew 6, verses 19 through 21 says about this heavenly account, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." You will find that people who have a lot of money in a stock market, their heart is right there in that stock market. Suppose you have a lot of money in heaven because you have laid up your treasuries in heaven. It's God you trust. God wants to bring you back to Him and have you trust in Him and not this world system. Paul tells us in Philippians 4, verses 16 and 7, "For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account." I think that is one of the things about this whole idea of blessed and being a blessing, that one of the reasons why He is blessing you is so that you can be a blessing. Unlimited. You have to see yourself as being able to function without boundaries, without limits. And you have to see yourself that, because if you are tied into God, think about it. If you and God are one, then His ability becomes your ability, and God is unlimited. Any one of you right now can use your faith to meet the budget of an entire ministry. Think about that. This is what Jesus was trying to show them in Matthew 14, verses 15 and 16. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." Jesus told his disciples, "You feed them." They were looking at 20 or 30,000 people out there. "You feed them," he says. Now he is not talking about a bunch of you, but any of you can feed them. He was going to show them that any of them could feed the multitude. Any of you could take care of the budget of your church right now, any of you. I want us to stretch our faith and start believing things like that. I'm telling you to stop limiting yourself. You are, after all, hooked up and connected to God. You are one with God. There are not two, but you are one. When you talk big, there is somebody behind you that is backing you up. David said when he faced Goliath, "This day shall the Lord deliver you into my hands." He didn't say, "Lord, is that all right?" He didn't say that. God wants you to talk as big as you can talk. God wants you to talk big. Now start talking big. Start saying something big. They fed the whole multitude and had some food left over. God doesn't want you to pay off your debt, and after you pay off your debt, you are broke. God wants you to pay off your debt and then have plenty more to live on and be blessed and be a blessing. Philippians 4:17. "Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account." So everybody has an account in heaven. Say that. "I have an account in heaven." How do you open the account? The tithe opens the windows of heaven. Philippians 4:18. "But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God." An odor of a sweet smell. They say this Philippian church started out with hardly any means at all, nothing. Then, as they started giving to Paul, they began to increase. Why? Because as they gave, God gave back to them. But he didn't just give them what they gave, he multiplied it. That's just like God. So any time you give, it changes kingdoms, and once it changes kingdoms, then it is under God's jurisdiction. And once it goes under God's jurisdiction, then the anointing kicks in. So you are under anointing for increase as you lay up treasure through your giving. For those of you who give, then you are under an anointing of increase to increase. This is the time for God to increase you. And Paul tells us in Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Paul says, "My God." He's not talking about the God of this world. He's talking about my God. And the Bible tells us in Daniel 11:32, "But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits." So you got to know him. When you know him, I'm not talking about knowing what is written. I'm talking about know who wrote it. When you know who wrote it, you can say, "My God." You can put your money in the offering at church or send it to a ministry, "My God, shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So then, continue to see yourself unlimited with your account in heaven. And I have many teachings on this subject in this section of my audios, so check them out as well. They will greatly encourage you with your account in heaven.